Amen. Right now, I'd like to introduce to you, of course, you know him, Steve Chavez. He's our missions director. He's going to come up and open up and share about all the good things that God is doing. Come on, Steve.
Thank you. Good morning. Isn't it good to see that song that we just finished singing that says, God, you are good and you never change. God, you're good and you never change. Your love never fails. We can know that we can trust in him every day, that he's always going to be there for us. Just need to know. Well, just like Pastor Bill said, here we are again on another Mission Sunday. Time flies when you're having a good, great time, doing the things that you know God wants you to do. Well, for those of you that don't know, my name is Steve Chavez. And my wife and Carol and I have been taking teams into Mexico since 2010. Today, we want to honor God for all the work that he's been doing and accomplishing throughout these years. We will show you some videos and some pictures and the work that's been done in the past and mostly in 2018. But we really want to honor and thank you, the people here at Calvary Chapel, for supporting and just being there for everything that we need. Every time we've asked for anything, it's been right there more than we've ever could even think. You guys are really the ones that are doing the work there. All we are is just your messengers. We get to go down there and do the things that you've allowed us to do. We were very thankful for that. We've been working in the area there in Reynosa building houses, and we've been supporting the orphanage in Camargo. God has given us the privilege to work there and be part of some of the wonderful trips and some of the wonderful teams that have been able to go down there. We've seen people go from living in plywood and tin little shacks to really living in some pretty nice homes, as you'll be able to see in a few minutes. Some of these houses, we've been able to see them transformed into homes. People have really taken them and just made a really nice home out of them. So we're very thankful for that also. Just God's blessing. God has given us the privilege also to work with Pastor Luna in Camargo and his wife Teresa. He started that orphanage there about 13 years ago, and now he is currently taking care of about 17 children. We've been working there with them for the past 3 years. We've been able to make eight trips into the orphanage over the past 3 years. But like I said, and I want to make sure that we understand this, that it's you guys that are doing the work. You guys have been supporting and providing the things that we need to be successful when we go down there. We just see how God has blessed the work because of you here at Calvary Chapel and your generous support throughout the years. Without you obeying and giving what God has shown you to do throughout the years, we would not have been able to build and furnish 16 houses and make 8 trips to the orphanage to bless the kids with your generosity. It's amazing. When we ask for a set of dishes, we end up with 3 sets. We ask for socks, we ask for backpacks, we have a truck full of them. Sometimes I come out of the service, go out there, and the truck's full of stuff. I don't know where it came from, but praise the Lord, it just appears. So we really thank you for that. So now I would like to show you some of what we've been doing in 2018 because of your support for Mexico. Make sure I turn it on. So last year we were introduced to a new orphanage in Nuevo Progreso, which is about 30 miles south and east of Reynosa. So this is a brand new facility. They've spent about 4 years building it, and last year they opened it up to children. They've had 5 kids go through this place, and they are currently housing 2 of them. This is Rudy and Anna, and I forget their last name. Gorena. They're the owners, and they built this place. They've really put their whole life savings into this place. And she is doing it kind of the pay it back, where her mother was an orphan and was, according to the story, very well taken care of. So she wants to pay back and give this to other kids. These are the two guys right now that they're taking care of. The older one there in the back is Daniel. And the one here in the front with the big smile is Jose. They're siblings, they're brothers, and they have really grown a lot in the last year. We've seen them just very shy to where now they're opened up and they like to talk. We were able to go in there last February, I think it was, and go in there and help them. They had a little bit of work left to do on a ceiling in one of the bedrooms and a hallway, and we were able to go in, finish up the work there on the ceiling, put some sheetrock and bed and texture it. And a few weeks ago, we were fortunate enough to make a trip down there with Pastor Bill, and we saw that they had finished texturing, painting, furnished the bedroom. The hall was all done, painted, and the whole orphanage was pretty much done. So they're now ready for kids, and we are praying that they will get more kids so that maybe we can be a greater support to them in what they're trying to do. Okay, so we've been able to go into Nuevo Progreso, and we've also been able to go into Reynosa on the east side where the colonias are. We've made two trips this year, built two houses, house number 15 and house number 16. And we'd like to take a few minutes now to show you a short video that shows some of that work.
...42% of Mexico's total population lives below poverty level. In Reynosa, Mexico, families are in extreme poverty. Many people live in dirt floor shacks along the canal of the outskirts of Reynosa. Love Never Fails International saw a need for safe homes in Reynosa, and in December 2013 began to send teams of 20 to 25 people to build houses for families living in poverty.
Every time there's a mission trip that I can go, I don't know if it's prayer, if it's money, if it's time, but if it's love that the Lord gave me to take down there, but we had the opportunity to go to the colonias and help building a house for Manuel and his family. And the first person I met there was this little girl, Jolie. She recently lost her mom. And the testimony I received from the locals is that she died in a car accident. Was very sad, and that she didn't really open up to people often because she was really sad and impacted by that. So when I saw her, she told me this sad story about the, the shooting, the constant shooting around the house. And she knew about how to get down, to the ground because the bullets were coming. And I just told her, "I'm so sorry, sweetheart. You need to pass through all that stuff. But when that comes, you can sing on your heart and in your head, you start singing to the Lord Jesus." So what we started doing that day is we started singing. I just started singing, and I think I sang the whole day. And everybody who was building the house there had the opportunity to, to hear. And I didn't know about anything else that was happening around. We were just singing. I just wanted to love on her and give her songs that she could remember when those sad moments came to her life. So that's the kind of impact that missions had on me. And I'm really thankful to the Lord that I get to bless other people, be blessed.
When we think about missions and we think about how we can impact people, it's, showing, first and foremost, showing the love of Jesus to those people. That's what they need. I mean, they need to know that we love them and that Jesus loves them and that we're just like letting Jesus' love flow through us to those people. And that's what we want to do. And I know that's what Love Never Fails International is all about.
The houses are 12 by 24 with a porch, loft, and tin roof. Families receive pots, pans, dishes, tables, beds, blankets, towels, toys, and food for their new homes donated by the church congregation. The people are overwhelmed with gifts that they would never be able to buy on their own.
Las palabras para agradecerles, ¿verdad? Y pues que les bendiga a ustedes, ¿verdad? Y que les multiplique porque es un regalo muy, muy hermoso, ¿verdad? De parte de Dios.
Teams also organize outreaches that touch over 500 people in the community, which feed, clothe, and minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every new house is dedicated to the Lord, and the gospel is shared with each family. Not only are they impacted by having a roof over their head, but they are transformed by the love they receive from Love Never Fails International.
We cannot change the life of everybody in the colonies. The church cannot build a house for every one of them, but for that one family, for that one girl that we can talk and sing with them, for that gentleman who just lost his wife and he can now offer a house to his kids, I'm sure that is eternal compensation right there. It's something that we can change.
Thank you for your support.
So, that was Manuel's house, number 15. There's a story behind that. That's Manuel and his three kids, and that's the little girl, Jolie, that she was talking about. The lady there is his sister that took him in after his wife died. His wife died in a very tragic car accident. She drowned in a canal. We talked about last year. I think we talked about that last year. But anyway, he could not take care of his children on his own because he worked a night shift. Somebody had to take care of the kids in the day. And anyway, she was a huge blessing to him, to where she could help him out. But it's kind of hard to see, but what's behind them is what they were living in. Gloria, which is his sister, has five kids. Older kids, we'll see in a few pictures from now. And so they were all living in that little house there in the back. Her five kids, his three kids, three adults. So it was kind of rough, and it was really neat that we were able to bless him with this house right here. We went down, and that was house number 15 that we have built. And they were extremely happy that they got it. So this is Gloria's family. And you can see those kids are not in diapers or anything. Those are big kids. And they were all living together in that little shack. So we were able to go down and build house number 16, which is right next to Manuel's house, where they can just take care of each other and help out and raise the kids. So you can see it right there. One house is right next to the other. So they're very thankful that we were able to do that. One of the other things we got to do was bless them with a set of swings there. The kids were pretty happy that they got that set of swings. They loved it. We were also donated a piñata that we were able to take down. We were right after the house was built, and we dedicated it to the Lord and to the family. We pulled out this piñata, and candy started flying everywhere. We don't have a picture of the piñata, but it was there. It was, I think it was Batman or Superman or somebody. But I think we made sure that we knew, that they knew that Jesus was the Superman of their lives. So we've seen what we started in Nuevo Progreso, and the houses that we built in Reynosa. So now we'd like to share with you some of what we're doing in the orphanage in Camargo through your obedience. We'd like to show you another little video on that.
In 2015, an orphanage in Cuernavaca, Mexico, housing 17 children from ages 4 to 18, was on the brink of closing its doors. With the violence of Mexico rising, groups who offered assistance were unable to help the orphanage. Supplies were running out. That's when Love Never Fails International stepped in, sending donated supplies such as canned foods, toiletries, clothing, shoes, backpacks, and school supplies for the kids. Love Never Fails International has sent teams of 20 to 25 volunteers three times or more a year.
We want to come alongside him, you know, to demonstrate the Love Never Fails scripture, you know, with bonding with them, not only fixing up their structure, not only building a pig pen or a chicken coop or planting a garden. We want to plant something in the children. So when we're there, the priority is for us to make sure that we are paying attention to them, speaking to them, playing with them, loving on them. And that's worked. Every time we go back, they are more our children than, you know, our, you know, than what we think. You know, we go there with the concept of blessing them. Yet we leave that place so blessed because we see the growth. We see where one child was maybe shy at the beginning, the first two or three trips. And the next time you see her, you know, she's jumping or he's jumping, you know, the minute he sees the vans drive up to Casa Hogar and ready to greet us. And then when we're leaving, they can't let go of us. And the same thing goes for us. We can't let go of them.
I grew up knowing missionaries because my dad was a pastor, so I was familiar with short-term trips coming down. And I remember the impact that these people coming from outside had on my heart. I remember when I was 7 years old, and I still remember this guy. His name was Jim. And I will not forget that they love on me and my family. And the way that impacted my heart, I was looking forward every time and I knew that they were coming down. I really was expecting and joyful. And I didn't care a whole lot of things that they brought, but I wanted to be with them and receive all the love that they have for me. It really seems like they care for me, for my family, and for our community. So, to me, it's really incredible that the Lord gave me the opportunity now to be on the other side.
They began to build sustainable supply sources such as chicken houses, pig pens, fruit trees, and gardens. Teams also implemented electrical and plumbing improvements to make living conditions better for the children and those who care for them. The Love International teams also spend time with the children, playing games, working on crafts, sharing Bible lessons, and building lasting relationships. As they have grown, the children see the team's love for them and see Love Never Fails International as their forever family. Thank you for your support.
So in last year, we talked about the orphanage, we talked about Nuevo Progreso, and everything there, which is really nice that that orphanage is a brand new facility. It works, everything works. You go in there, turn the water on, water comes out. That's really neat. You go to the bathroom, the toilet flushes, you go switch a light, the light comes on. It's a really nice facility. They have two kids, and they've only been open 1 year. So now we'll see this other orphanage has been open 13 years. It's a nice facility. They have 17 kids, and they're not two little kids. They're older kids, and everything doesn't work. Sometimes you turn the water on, water doesn't come out. And sometimes you flush the toilet, and it doesn't flush. Sometimes you turn a switch on and the light doesn't come on. So they really need a lot of help there. There's so much work that we could do to help them out in that area. This right here is the picture of their, when you drive right into the orphanage. They have a lot of space, a lot of buildings, but they haven't been kept up the way they really needed to be. But it is a really nice facility. This is Pastor Luna and his wife Teresa, which if you were here last year, you met. They came down and talked to us a little bit. But they started this place about 13 years ago, just really out of love for kids in their heart. One of the things that we started was one day that we went down there, one of the boys, one of the older boys, his name is Heriberto. He started a garden, and you could tell he put time and effort into it. And we thought, how could we encourage him to do this? So we went back the next time, and we rototilled the area, put some fertilizer, kind of worked the soil a little bit, built some fences around where the chickens and the pigs wouldn't get in, and just tried to get a good start for him. We planted some seed and left the rest in the Lord's hand. One of the things that we did do, though, on that trip is we talked to the kids about just realizing that what you sow, this is also what you'll reap. And not only in gardening, but also in their hearts, that they needed to sow righteousness and they would reap righteousness. And if they sowed things that weren't so good, they'd reap things that weren't so good. So we encourage them to have quiet times, get in their Bible daily, write in their journals, and sow good things in their lives to one another. Well, when we got back, there was a pretty nice little garden growing. They had really been faithful in watering it and taking care of it. It had lettuce, cucumbers, squash, peas, onions, garlic, and even more. And it really looked really good. They harvested a lot. They said they benefited from it, and it was really good. We also saw, though, that some of the journals were empty. They didn't do a whole lot of writing in them. And some of them have said, you know, yeah, I have read my Bible, but it's probably not been on a daily basis or real consistent. So we encouraged him. We went over the lesson again, and we did it, you know, we encouraged him as much as possible. And when we partnered up, we had just about as many team members as there was kids. So we partnered up one-on-one with the kids and made it a point that we would send them letters back of encouragement and just to let them know that we're praying for them and that how loved they are and how special they are and how God was for them. And a few weeks ago when we went down, well, I guess I'm getting ahead of myself. But anyway, we planted some trees. It was part of that planting. Those are lemon trees, lime trees, and mandarines. And the kids really got right in there and helped to plant them. We also went and built this porch there off the edge of the kitchen. And, you know, the kitchen doesn't have any air conditioning in it. So in the summer when it's really hot, they have a hard time cooking in there for 17 people. So they can do some of that cooking out here. And just that breeze is a lot better for them. They also have struggle with things that we take for granted. Some of you that maybe are a little older will remember that when we were young, the lights would go out and we didn't have lights. The younger people won't even think, you know, that doesn't really happen anymore. But that used to be a big deal, and for them, it is a big deal now. Their city water is run off of an electric pump, so when their electricity goes out, they don't have any water either. So with this, they're able to have water. They don't use it for drinking, but they use it for laundry, for showers, for that kind of stuff. And they even have enough to where they can share with the neighbors. So that's a real big blessing for them also. We were able to paint the face of that's their dining area and the kitchen. This is the inside of their kitchen and one of their bathroom areas where we were able to replace the doors of the stalls. This kitchen here, it used to be white, but when you were raising 17 kids and they're in and out, it doesn't really stay so white. So we changed the color to gray, and hopefully that'll hold up a little bit better. There's still plenty of room for improvement here. They really need more cabinets and stuff like that, but it is getting better. Most of you remember last year in September, we had a backpack drive and a sock drive, and you guys, just like always, came through. They had more than enough backpacks, and I can't say more than enough socks because they go through them pretty fast, but it was a real good blessing. You can see how they cling to them. Yeah. Thank you. Last year, we were able to provide them with a freezer. I don't know if you saw it there in the kitchen area, but there we bought them a freezer, and we have been working on raising pigs for them. Well, last December, their freezer was filled up to the brim, full of meat. It was all pork meat. The good news is that these pigs have been replaced with some new little pigs, and they'll be ready for next December. That is good news. You can remember last year we also had an angel tree, and we had a drive for a lot of different things that the Pastor Luna had really asked us for, comforters and blankets for their beds. We had a lady in the church had made some handmade pillows, for one for each kid, just special for each kid. We also had a group from another church heard that we were looking for blankets, and they handcrafted these quilts, one for each kid, and even an extra one for Pastor Luna, a queen-size one. So all these are twin-size, and you can see how the beds are made with the blankets, their quilts are folded there on the end, and the pillows are up there in the front. I remember we did this last year, and the kids were like, "Did you really make these for us?" I said, "Yeah, we didn't, but somebody did." So this is the group of the kids that are there at the orphanage. You can see they're bigger, older kids. They come with new challenges and just ways that it's easy to encourage a little kid, but these kids are have special needs, and it's just a little bit harder to meet their needs. You can see Pastor Luna's holding that little girl, and the next generation is coming up. They just got this girl about four or five weeks ago. She was beaten and bruised up when they got her, and it's a pretty sad story. They're trying to work to get her sister, because her sister is in the same shape. But she'll be there for a while, yeah. That was just a really neat trip. I truly believe that God will continue to work in their lives as we plant different things in their hearts. We'll see the fruit grow, that God will get the glory for his kingdom. Pastor Luna and his wife, Teresa, are doing a great job in raising those kids, but they really need a lot of help. We had a great trip a couple of weeks ago, and we went to visit the Colonias, Nopaleras, and It had just rained. And for those of you who have gone on the trips, you know that those roads are not the best roads in the world. We had to take the high road, not the low road. So the high road is a little rougher than the low road. And we rented this really nice car, SUV. And we had like a, it was basically kind of like a dirt track. And we had a dirt track driver. And I wish we had a picture of the, or a video of us going down the road, but we were hanging on for dear life, so we couldn't get the camera to come on. But you see that guy there in the back by the door there? He was our driver, Pastor Bill. Okay. So I'm going to do a little bit of reading here, just to get through this here. On our last trip in December for Christmas, our team partnered up with the kids, like I said before. And after we left them, we decided that we would write them personal letters of encouragement so that they would get in their Bible and read each day and write in their journals. When we made our last trip a few weeks ago with Pastor Bill, we took all the letters to them and handed them out, one to each kid. And if you see in that picture, they're all holding their letters. They wouldn't let them go. They read them, and they were like, wow, this is great. Along with this, Jeff wrote a note to Jeff Hoard wrote a note to, with some scriptures of encouragement to Pastor Luna and his wife and to all the kids, with special promises from God's word to encourage them. He wrote one to each child, and to each one was written specifically for that child. Pastor Luna was read the letter to them out loud to each child. The kids were pretty surprised. After the letter was read, one after the other went up to Pastor Luna's wife, Teresa, and asked, "How did they know exactly what we needed?" It was the Holy Spirit that had spoken to each one. Later that evening, we left, and it was about 9:30, and we got a call from Pastor Luna. And he said, "You know, there's a lot of things we talk about in front of the kids, but there's some things that we don't, you know, we try to keep away from the kids. But I just wanted to call you and let you know that that letter meant so much to those kids." And it's a blessing to see how God has opened opportunities to minister, not only to the kids, but also to the people in the colonias where we build houses. Again, it would not be possible without your prayers and your support.
Jeff.
I'd introduce you better, but
Steve, I can't talk Steve, right now. Steve Chavez. Thank you, Steve. My name is Jeff Hoard, and I've been blessed to be a part of the mission team for these few years with Steve and Carol and the team. And now abide faith, hope, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. And as a missions team sent out from Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, we have that opportunity to walk in God's love and his strength and take it to the people in Mexico. So I want to talk to you about the three different groups of people that we deal with. The first group is the missions team. Picture in your mind 20 Calvary Chapelites packed into two white vans for 10 hours at a time. And you could get a short straw and be in the same van that Jeff Hoard is in. You could get the shorter straw and be in the same bench that Jeff Hoard is sitting in. But, you know, we don't, as a church, do we really know each other? This is a great opportunity to get together, sit alongside each other, and drive in the van. You meet at Stephen Carroll's house at 6 a.m. and you drive for 10 hours to get down to McAllen, Texas. And there's good, sweet fellowship and lots of fun and all these things. But one thing I do know about, and I've observed and experienced with this missions team, it's all about others. Now, we cut up all along the way. And I do have to let you know that who's the biggest cut up in the whole group? Her name is Carol. But we love her. I mean, we have so much fun. And yet, for each one, it's all about serving. So I will say this about the team. There is no job or task too small or no job or task too large for the missions team to tackle. And they also have eyes to see needs that need something that needs to be done, and they just do it. So they just go in there and do and go. So part of it is serving and ministering to each other and serving and ministering to those that we are going alongside of in Mexico, whether it's to build houses or to go and minister to the orphanage. So the second group of people would be the people in the colonias where we go and build houses. So to get the picture, we send the, when we arrive at the site, and again, these are long days. So we leave Thursday, and we drive all day Thursday. We get to the retreat. Friday and Saturday are our work or service days. We start early every Friday, Saturday as well. So we're up early. You get over across the border, and it's by 8 o'clock, but we, you know, wheels up at 6, and everybody's rolling. We get over there. We get to the house site where we're going to build, and the foundation is there. The concrete is poured. All the materials are there. And there's about 20 of us, average of about 20 on each trip. And one thing about the trips, and Steve will tell you this, it's like God orchestrates and puts together the team. Every team is different. And then again, you throw in a Jeff Hort and it throws the whole thing off. But that's the way it is. But there's 20 people. We get there and we stand on the slab and we join hands and we pray and we bless our work and our efforts that we're about to do. And then boom, everybody, it's an ant colony. There's no one that's really, I mean, Steve's the director of it, but he's not bossing everybody around. People get their hands busy, and in short order, the frame's getting up, and by noon, the rafters are up, and afternoon, after lunch, they're starting to put on the roof, and it's just amazing. So the house gets built, and day one, the house is done. Day two, we put finishing touches on it, hand the keys over to the new family, that the owners of the home, and we just pray a blessing over the home. But one thing about the people in the colonias, they have nothing, really. In our terms, or related to what we look at in our philosophy here in America, they've got nothing. But we go and we build this house, and what we see time and time and time again is that their neighbors are coming over and they're helping build a house for somebody else. They have no stake in it whatsoever. And there's one family with three small children, small boys. Well, now they get older each year. But the three boys, Raul and Jose and Christian, they come and they work alongside us all day long. They're up on the roof. They're screwing in the metal screws into the metal roof. They're using the nail gun. And they're 8, 10, and 11 years old. And honestly, to me, they work harder than many people I work alongside every day. And they're doing this all day long for somebody else. And I see this a lot with a lot of the people there. And those that we go down to build a natural physical body or building for them. But we are also building the spiritual for these people. Every time we go down to build a building, we're also building relationships. And when we first came down there, Steve will tell you this too, they'd say, well, you're not coming back. We'll never see you again. Well, we come back again. How many houses? This is the test. Now, how many houses has Calvary Chapel been a part of? 16. We've been back. And now they know that we're coming back. And now they look for us. And so when they see us, they come and welcome us with open arms. And the other thing about the people there, they have nothing, and yet they give everything. Whenever we are there, they always want to bless us with food. And we've built houses for people. We go back and we reconnect with them and we minister to the different people in the area. And then they'll want to feed you from what they have. They're giving out of their lack. Sometimes it's hard for us to give out of our surplus, isn't it? They're giving out of their lack. Let us be like them. And then they serve you a meal and you don't really know what's in there, but you're going to eat it anyways because they're trying to bless you, right? But it is a blessing. So they do give, and it's such a blessing. So we've been there to not only build homes, but we've also been there a couple different times to feed the community and have community outreaches. So I'm going to go back to that verse, and now abide faith, hope, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. And the people in Reynosa, where we build the homes, they recognize the love of God through the service of the missions team. And then lastly, the children at the orphanage at Casa Hogar Camargo, when we first went down to the orphanage, they're reserved, withdrawn, keeping their distance, their safe distance or whatever that is. But things are different now. We go down there, they see these two white vans drive up, and they don't just walk. Some of them, they just come running, and they just want to embrace you and hug you and love on you. So we go down there to offer them faith, hope, and love. And they warmly receive us. Like Hugo's wife, Veronica, I call her the magnet. I mean, it helps if you can speak Spanish, right? We have half of the team is Spanish speaking. The other half are, you know, kind of like me. It's like, you know, mucho poquito español, amigo. It's like, okay. But love is a universal language, right? But when they see, like, Veronica, I mean, all day long, Veronica has not two or three, but four or five, six girls just hanging on her. Their arms are all around her. What is that? It's the love of God that she demonstrates. And it's not just Veronica, but that's just one example how just giving and pouring into the lives of the children comes back to them. So they also said at first, we won't see you again, but now they recognize that we're coming and we'll be back. And we look forward to coming back. So we've done a lot of physical things and fixing up at the orphanage as well, but we're also sowing seeds of faith and building the spiritual faith and life in these children. And so I now abide faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. So Calvary Chapel missions team, going through Love Never Fails International, we step out in faith each and every day. And because of you, like Steve said, because of the group here at Calvary Chapel making it possible, we're able to go. Steve always says, we get to go. And it's like, it's my heart. I want to go on every mission trip. I said, put work aside. Let's go on the trip. But we step out in faith. We step out in faith in giving. We also step out in faith in doing. And we also offer hope, whether we're building a home or we're pouring life, words of life into the children. We're offering them hope in God's word and life in Jesus Christ. And also, here's the greatest thing. We have that opportunity to walk in his love and demonstrate his unconditional love. So God bless you all for your support for Love Never Fails International. Thank you.
You know, last September, thank you, Jeff. I remember sharing with a team that I had read somewhere a story of a guy who had taken a long journey from home and felt a little bit lonely. But he took comfort in knowing that he was going to spend time with a friend of a friend, somebody that he had never met before. They welcomed him in, and immediately he felt a sense of peace. He felt at home, comfortable, safe, valued, and not so lonely anymore. Later, wondering why he felt such peace in an unfamiliar place, he found the answer in 2 Corinthians. The Apostle Paul describes people who follow God as having a pleasing, sweet aroma of Christ. That is exactly it, he said to himself. This host smelled like Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14 in the Amplified Bible, it says, "But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumph as trophies of Christ's victory, and through us spreads and makes evident the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere." So when we show up in Mexico, we want to be that sweet smelling fragrant to the kids and to others that we meet, that we always are there to welcome. We want them to say, they smelled like Christ. Most of you that have been on a trip know that most of the waits at the border crossing are pretty long, except for in Camargo. Camargo is nice. You go there, you show up the border, 5-10 minutes max, you're across. No problem. But some of you may have heard the story of last December where we waited in that line for 3.5 hours. That was not what we expected. So one of the guys that was with us, he got out of the van and started walking up and down the line and asking people, you know, what's the problem? Why is there such a long wait? And through the conversation, they would find out, he would say, yeah, we're from Fort Worth. And they would quickly say, oh, are you the people that come to help us? Are you the people that come to help people when, you know, that are in need? And didn't happen just once. It was about 5 different cars that said that. So we never did find out why the line was so long. But one thing that we did, we started to sense that maybe the teams that are going down to Mexico have been a small fragrant aroma of Christ to the people in Mexico. You know, it's really important that it doesn't only happen in Mexico. Even here in Fort Worth and Haltom City, we can be that fragrant aroma to the people just around here. The whirlwind is coming. There's the project, the Candy Cane Lane project, is something that we can all be involved in. It doesn't have to be. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why a lot of people can't go to Mexico. But the neighborhood is right down the street. And God has told us in Ephesians 2:10 that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And it's a huge blessing when we just step out. We don't know. Well, how many times do we say, well, I can't do that, or that's not my gift, or, hey, step out and try it. You'll never know until you try it. Get out there. It's awesome to see that over 100 people have signed up for the projects. And that's just amazing to me. But there's still plenty of room and plenty of things to do. So if you haven't signed up, sign up. There's meetings this after the second service. You're more than welcome to join us if you haven't signed up. So I just have one more thing to say. Here's the big one. Big request. I need you guys to dig deep. Quiet. No, I don't mean into your pockets. Has nothing to do with money. But I would like for you to dig deep into your souls, your hearts, and your minds, and put Carol and myself on your prayer list. So we're planning on making plans to spend the month of May in Mexico, just to see what God has for us. See if there's a way or if there's a need for us to be there full time and maybe move down there in 2020. It's been a desire that we've had for a long time. And we're looking for the doors to open that the Lord has for us. So we would really strongly ask you to put us on your prayer list and just to see what God leads and what his will is. I really, truly pray for God's richest blessing on all of you that have supported the work in Mexico. And remember, what you sow is what you reap. Thank you.
Well, God is good. Oh, no, God is good. Amen? Amen. You know, Stephen Carroll, to be alone with them in Mexico, like we were a week ago or so, and whenever you see the love that they have for the children and the way the children, or even the people in the colonias, how they love them, it is overwhelming to see. And when we left Camargo to see, Steve is, you know, he chokes up, but he doesn't want to. You know what I mean? To see his eyes full of tears because he's leaving and how he loves those children, as Carol as well, is quite overwhelming. You know, this Mission Sunday, of course, this is Love Never Fails Sunday as well. You know, I think behind me, I think they're doing something. I don't know if they're good, or putting up a picture. I don't know if they are or not. But this picture right here, this was taken. I took that picture many, many years ago after we left Kenya, when we had the orphanage that we were working on there. And as I was doing a reconnaissance of studying what I felt the Lord was calling us into Mexico, and when I saw that little girl and I saw the conditions, it literally broke my heart. And I knew then that God was doing something. And you know, LNFI, Love Never Fails International, the charity, okay, and Calvary Chapel, the church, it has been a supernatural journey, hasn't it? I mean, when you start thinking of all that God has done, I mean, we've spent it on our stateside 14 years in the public schools with at-risk children. Because, see, Love Never Fails is all about children. You know that, right? That's my heart. That's the heart of Love Never Fails International. And then now, here we go. We're going to, Calton Christian School is going to be opening this year. And then, you know, when we started our work going to Kenya and all the things that we were doing, I'll never forget, Becky and I flew to New Mexico. Some people wanted to meet us. And we had about $100,000 that we were sowing into the work in Kenya. And when we left New Mexico, the guy said, I want to give $100,000 to help with that work. And before we landed on the ground, a call came in for another person, said, we're going to give another $100,000 to the work. All the incredible things that God has done over the years. Some of you don't even remember in 2005 when we nearly made it into North Korea to the orphanages there. Do you remember the $5,000 worth of brand new clothing that we shipped to 388 North Korean children in an underground Christian orphanage? Do y'all remember that? How the store went out, and really it was more like $15,000 worth of clothing, and they said, here, all of it for $5,000. And then Dr. Rowe took it all over to North Korea, all the wonderful things that we've done. And we invested nearly $1 million there in Kosahagamami with Sister Alma. Of course, they gave us that orphanage, and we gave it back because I don't know how to run an orphanage. You know what I mean? All the incredible things that God has called us to do. And it's all about children. I mean, and then here we are, you know, we're building debt-free homes, furnishing homes, giving them away to families there in the colonias and the wonderful children. And then, of course, while Steve and Carol and I were at Camargo this past week ago, February 8th, 9th, and 10th, whenever it was, then two new children were brought in that same day that we were there. So it's amazing all the things that the Lord is doing and the wonderful work that you guys are doing by supporting the work. But there's something else coming, like Steve just said. You know, the work in Progreso, and as Steve knows, and Carol, I've been praying for Progreso for about 3 years. And when I met with Rudy and Anna, wonderful people, you know, the last thing they said, and it's a beautiful orphanage, brand new, very well done. They said, Anna said, we're ready to let someone have this orphanage. You know, and I looked at that, and I looked at them, and I just said to myself, what an incredible opportunity to have another orphanage. They're in Progreso, they're Camargo, the things that we're doing. And not only that, I mean, what's wonderful about it, it's beautiful. If you go to Camargo, you'll know who needs the work, let's put it that way. And so we need a greater investment in Camargo, there with the property that's there. And that's where you guys come in to help. And it's Steve and Carol, as we've been talking for a long time, about the possibility, if the Lord leads them, to establish our headquarters there, maybe in the Colonias, or maybe even Progreso, Camargo, wherever they feel the Lord. Or if we go into Progreso, we build a place. You know, it's going to take money to do that. And I know that's our favorite word, isn't it? That's a good word, loved one. Listen, for us to be on the ground in Mexico will change everything. You never know where God is calling you to do. And that's when he always stretches our faith. So we're getting ready to take up an offering as we do every, well, the third Sunday, but this is not the third Sunday, but this is the Love Never Fails Sunday. We always take up an offering once a month for the orphanage. I'm asking you to really give, but I'm asking you to do something else. No, I'm pleading with you, and I'll tell you why. Because the children do not have a voice. I do, and I am that voice. And I'm begging you on the, I never asked you for money. 26 years we have, you've never heard me ask for, except for things like this. We need to support Camargo in a greater way. We need to completely revamp that place and bring it up to standards so the children have a good, solid place to live and stay. Amen? That's what it's about. We are so blessed here. You're not going hungry. You know, you're not sleeping in a room that they don't have an iPad. They don't have anything. They have a beautiful bed, and they have beautiful quilts that you guys provided and sheets and pillows and so forth. But this is a stark place. And so we need to do that. You see, every time you drop a $10 bill or whatever you do for Love Never Fails here, which 100% goes to the work in Mexico, you know, you provide a bed for a child. You provide a home for a child. Love, food, do you understand? Medical care. But more than anything else, you tell them, we give them Jesus Christ. Amen? We give them, through you, your giving, we give them a future. Children that don't, they wouldn't have a future if we didn't do these things. You know, Jesus said there at the end, whenever the nations are going to be gathered together, you remember, and he said, you know, I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you visited me, and I was hungry and you fed me, and I was thirsty and you gave me drink. And Jesus is going to say, you know, and we're going to say, hey, listen, Lord, when did we do those things? And Jesus said this. He said, I will answer unto them and say this, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of these least, my brethren, you did it unto me. You see, that's what you do when you support the work that we're doing in Mexico. May I tell you that God cares about the poor? That is the foundational scripture that built Love Never Fails International. 2004, up there when that was my office, when the Lord spoke that scripture into my heart, I came down that very Wednesday night and I preached it. Proverbs 19:17. He who has pity, doesn't mean to feel sorry. It means to do something about it. He who has pity upon the poor lendeth unto God, and God says he will pay back what has been given. That is an incredible investment. Amen? And that has sustained LNFI all of these years. And people all over America have helped contribute to that. Radio listeners, they've given, some of you called them, we want to give to build a home, the things that they do. Matter of fact, all of you that are listening live right now, you know what? I'm asking you to give. I'm asking you to support the work that we do in Mexico. You tune in live every Sunday, and I love you all across this nation. Help us. Help us do the work with these children. You know, it says in Proverbs 28:27, he who gives to the poor will not lack. That's a word from God. Will not lack. When you give to the poor, those that can't help themselves, man, it says in Proverbs 14:31, he who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he who honors him has mercy on the needy. As the ushers are coming forth right now to take up the offering, as of now I've begged you, don't throw away your wallet. This is a very important year for Mexico. I hope that the Lord leads Steve and Carol to go down there. I really do. I'll tell you why. Because they're sold out to the work that's there. And without them, the great work that they do here at on this mission team, listen, there's not any of us that can't, that they love us. Amen? They are the great servants at Calvary Chapel, and I'm so thankful for them. I pray the Lord bless you richly as you give. And, you know, where's Jeff Hoard at? Where is he at? Hello, Jeff. There you go. You know, when those letters were being read to the children, and it was just heartbreaking to see their faces and what was going on. The Spirit of God was just all over it. But you know, there were two children that were just arrived, a boy and a girl, and they were brother and sister. Isn't that right, Steve? Yes, they just arrived at the orphanage and had been taken in. I watched how the girls went into the where they sleep, and they made a bed up for that little girl. You know what I mean? So to welcome her. And everybody had a word except, in other words, Jeff, those two didn't have because you didn't know they were going to be there. So I went over to Pastor Luna, and I grabbed the letter that you had written for them, and I turned it over, and I went over to Steve and Carol, and I said, go over to them, that boy and that girl, and say, here is your letter. It is just a blank page. But now God is getting ready to write your new beginning because you're safe. And that's exactly what they did. And they felt so welcomed and so loved. Loved one, listen, what we do here has eternal significance. I pray that you support the work. I pray that you start praying for Steve and Carol. For this is a great work and a big journey that I believe is about to begin. Father, we praise you. We thank you in Jesus' name for this incredible day that you've given us. And it is an honor, Lord, it is indeed a privilege for us to even be allowed to support and do this because, Lord, your hands are all over it. Your love is all over it. Your goodness and your resources, Lord, they're all over the work that we're doing for these children. I pray, Lord, you bless those who have given. And I pray, Lord, that you bless Steve and Carol and the mission team, all those that go out there. But, Lord, speak to their hearts. When they go down in May, Lord, for that month and live in Mexico, Lord, I know that you'll give them the perfect witness in their spirit as to what they're supposed to do. Now, Lord, we love you. We give you praise and glory and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And the church says,